Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Dead in Hip Hop, DE365. It's your boy, FIFO247, here with Mr. Kenneth B. Inge. And today we're doing Raz Fesco and DiBiase, Secret Wars. And this is also another recommendation, man. Look, this damn near, this recommendation week from the Dead in Hip Hop crew. Another one, now I will say this, Ken. You know, anytime you ask for something out of the Dead in Hip Hop crew, first nigga gonna respond is BZ430. Mm-hmm. That nigga is punctual as fuck. And he definitely sent a whole bunch of joints in terms of recommendations. So obviously we're gonna get to all of them. And this was one of them. Raz Fesco and DiBiase. I know B talks very highly about DiBiase as a producer. You know how B is. I can't say that I've ever listened to an entire project produced by DiBiase, so this is definitely a first for me. Never heard of Raz Fesco because right before the review, I'm like, bro, like, I know I didn't add this on there just because. I didn't come across this. Mm-hmm. So I had to go back in my text message and B did send it. And this sounds so much like B. This is, if B is going to send you a hip hop project, this is what it's going to sound like. This shit is boom bap to the umpteenth degree. And Ken, I was here for it. This type of hip hop ain't for everybody. You gotta be a fan of traditional hip hop to really like this. You know what he reminds me of? Obviously, he has to be from New York. I'm putting that Canada.
He's Canadian.
Yep. Okay, he up north. He up north. He don't sound like no other Canadian I done heard though. Mm-mm. No other Canadian. But Ken, this nigga reminded me of a more lyrical, less high Smoke Dizza.
Mm.
Like, I guess it's a little bit of the tone in his voice. You know, Smoke likes to purposely slur like, rah. You know what I'm saying? He does shit like that. And I love Smoke Dizza. Y'all already know. Fuck with Smoke Dizza heavy. But, you know, like, this is another cat, Ken. I'm like, man, this nigga should be signed to Griselda. Like this, he nice. This nigga nice. Never heard of fucking no Raz Fesco, bro. But this nigga is nice. I'll put it to you like this, Ken. I definitely want to go back and tap in more into his catalog because he... Okay, so with boom bap artists like this, sometimes they say crazy shit, or they might peel back a layer, or they're rappity rap.
Mm-hmm.
He's a little bit of everything. And the production that DiBiase gave him, sometimes, Ken, I be driving and I be in my paid in full moments.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm not trying to stunt or nothing, but the nigga do have a Mercedes. I do rock two gold chains every day, all day. Mm-hmm. I do got diamonds in my ears. And sometimes I feel like that. You know what I'm saying? And this is the project that in those moments that I feel like that I'm going to throw on. Mm-hmm. Because my mood isn't always the same. And when I'm in the car, it's a very special moment for me. That's why I say bumping the whip a lot. Sometimes I feel, that's why I love Ransom. Because sometimes I feel like that.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like this nigga sometimes when I get dressed, I throw some Tims on or I throw my Jordan 1s on. I feel like New York. I'm not from New York. I'm from Chicago. I grew up in Miami. But sometimes I just feel like it. And I know he's not from New York, but he gives me that feeling. And that's why I like this project, Ken. Just overall, him as an MC, the nigga can spit. DiBiase, the boom bap is top tier.
Mm-hmm.
Top tier. We gotta find more DiBiase projects, produce projects. But overall, I like this, and I would recommend it to anybody that loves hip hop.
Yeah. Well, he got a lot out. He got a lot of work out. This is good. Secret Wars is actually a comic thing. So he's definitely one of those guys because he got stuff out like with Magneto. So, this is definitely good. And I really was tuned into what DiBiase was doing production-wise. Not that Raz Fresco was a slouch or anything like that, but DiBiase really stood out to me on here. And they made a good partnership, you know, and Raz was able to come in and just do what he does best and kind of bring you into that world. Because I think, was this the one where he said black entertainment instead of black education or something like that? I think he said that I think it was on one. We listened to so many. This was dope. I mean, Raz is definitely a really, really good rapper. And I thought he was good on here. The only thing, though, is the sound of his voice on here.
So you didn't like it?
Sometimes it blended too much into the production. You know, and that was the thing. Like, I have to really, like, concentrate and really kind of tune in and listen to him. Because it's almost like his rapping is side by side with the beat and not on top of it or where I can hear it.
So you're talking from a engineer mixing perspective. So it's a mixing thing for you. You know, I wouldn't necessarily 100% disagree with that take, but this style of hip hop, that's common.
It is. It is, but he doesn't have a heavy voice.
No, he don't.
So
he
don't. You know, so I have to listen extra hard.
Yeah. I wouldn't disagree. And I also agree with your take on that would sound disrespectful if I said it that way. It feels like DiBiase raised Raz Fresco's level. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like, you dope, but you don't have to be extra dope to fuck with these beats. That's what it felt like. And I agree with you. It's not that Raz was a slouch by no means, but it just feels like, I'm going to just say, it feels like he was punching above his weight class with this. I'm interested on tapping in with more Raz Fresco, but that take is either going to be spot on or it's going to be completely off. Because again, have you ever listened to another Raz Fresco project, or is this
not any that I remember? You know, so I'll have to check my last FM account to see which ones there were.
I feel you. You know what's interesting, Ken? Again, I don't know how many projects he's in, and I think he's dope. I just don't know if career-wise, like, where does he go? Like, what is the ceiling for him? Like you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know, Ken. Like, I want everybody that we review that we fuck with heavy, and I fuck with Raz Fresco heavy now. From a career perspective, I just don't know where he goes. Like,
well, I think this dude been around since 2010.
Really?
He's produced for Mac Miller.
So he's a producer too.
Yeah. So he's been around. So he had a couple of placements out there. Gotcha. You know.
Well, then that answers my question. Then you know what, Ken? I'm going. God damn. Oh yeah, that nigga got work. So I take all that back in terms of the career. He eating. I don't know how full his plate is. And then I see all of the comic book covers. Okay. Yeah, I got it. Shit, nigga. Yeah, I got to go back then. Damn, that nigga got hella work. Okay. Well, nigga, keep grinding then. Keep grinding, cause he got cooking soul. Oh shit! Ken. Hey, yeah, we gonna do that. That bacon soul is getting put on the list right now. But in terms of our rating, the features, nigga, he had no cat.
Yeah, it was just him.
The nigga had no features. That nigga said feature what, nigga? I'm featuring my damn self. Well, no, the last one had a feature. Hold on, who is that? Let me let this shit go.
Oh, I don't even remember that. Hold on.
Yeah, he had one feature. The sixth letter. and Briskin the House. Briskin the House. Okay. So those are the two features, but everything else is him. I'ma give
I don't even remember. I'm gonna just give him a B because I would imagine they wouldn't be whack.
Yeah, I'm listening to them now. Hold on. They did the thing. I'll give him a B. I'll give him a B. Yeah. I'll give him a B. The production. Nigga. Production's an A for me. Damn near A plus.
Yeah.
Damn near A plus.
Yeah, I'm at an A with the production. Yeah, DiBiase, yeah, was very creative. I like what he did. Yeah.
The rapping, I'm gonna give him B plus A minus. I'm stuck in between because it's 15 minutes, 37. God damn, why I keep saying it backwards? 15 songs, 37 minutes, which is the sweet spot, but it did feel longer than 37 minutes.
Yeah.
And I feel that even though Raz did his thing on the majority of this, there are tracks that it's like, you could have taken that one out. So it wasn't, and I'm not calling it filler, but I don't know if he put out, because it's 15 songs. I think if it was like 11, we're having a different conversation. But I'm going to give him B plus, A minus. He came out to rap.
No. Yeah, he definitely performed really well. I'm at a B plus. I'm at a B plus.
And then overall, Ken, for me, this is B plus. This is, again, top tier boom bap hip hop. If you like a nigga that's, I guess he's a little bit of a rappity rapper. You know what I'm saying? I don't think he's like over your head rappity rap, but definitely a rappity rapper, boom bap type of music. If you enjoy that, there's no reason why you wouldn't like this. Mm-hmm. Like it's that lane of hip hop, and this is top tier that lane of hip hop.
Yeah, I'm at I would go A, but I don't like the way it's mixed. Don't like his voice. Caused me to have to do too much work. But so I give it a B plus. Yeah, I give it a B plus.
That's what's up, guys. You know what I'm saying? Raz Fresco, shout out to BZ430 for giving us another one. And like I said, BZ sent a whole bunch. So we're just scratching the surface of the joints that BZ sent. But you already know, man. Tomorrow we're gonna fill our bellies. You'll know what I'm talking about if you tune in. We out. Peace.
Peace.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.